We'll move on then to Senate Bill 155, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the termination of life estates and joint tenancies.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
If I may, from my current seat. Again, this bill is brought to us as a result of the repeal of the inheritance tax. And unlike some of the other bills that we've seen, this references a date after which you don't have to go through the other hoops as you normally do right now with the preparation of the determination of tax. But there is an amendment, and with such, I would defer to Mr. Barnett with the bar to present that.
Mr. Barnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Senators. If somebody would please move the amendment so we can discuss it, I'll proceed.
So moved.
Moved by Moore, seconded by Dugard. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, amendment is moved. I'm just looking at it here. 13 to 20.
Precisely. If I can proceed, Mr. Chairman. With the amendment, the bill essentially stops at the end of Section 1. So the substantive change, if this committee approves the bill, is simply to add the phrase, in the case of any person dying prior to July 1, 2001 there. Now, that has two effects. Number one, it does end up simplifying the termination of life estates to do what you have already done in joint estates in the past sessions. Secondly, it identifies and clarifies that up until July 1st, you must still follow the old law for those deaths that occur. And the problem with the repealing portions is that those disappear out of the books. Now where do the people go to find out what's the procedure, what do we have to do to follow the law to cover those cases where deaths occurred prior to July 1? We need this to stay on the books until, and probably next year or the following year, when we figure that most of those estates have been cleaned up, we probably would make them go back and do the legal research. There's one other thing that the Real Property Trust probate section didn't catch in time, and that is some of the language here that would be proposed to be repealed, that now we're not going to, doesn't just cover the simple case of a husband and wife dying, life estated in a parent with the balance going to the child. Sometimes the existence of a life estate is contested. And if we repeal the entire thing, we've then taken away the procedure for the courts to resolve the dispute between third parties on what constitutes a life estate or not. In that respect, then, we needed to keep the procedure there. I can tell you that, number one, we need Section 1 now to be in place by July 1, and I can tell you that within the next year or two, we'll be back, and we will end up gutting a good portion of, or you'll see a lot of this portion coming back in light of the repeal of the inheritance taxes noted by Senator Bogue, but we also will maintain the procedure, so portions of it, so that we have a remedy when we have a fight over the existence. And so it'll be a very short bill.
So basically what you're saying is that we should remove all the overstrikes in these, remove the overstrikes in,
and
in
delete,
these sections.
And it would also delete the new underscored.
Delete the new underscore.
Section 7, page 4.
Let's strike out.
See, the whole pages disappear.
Pardon?
It's like it's a page and a half bill now.
Yes, exactly. That's what you're going to.
Okay, because the rest just stays in.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Barnett? Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 155? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents of Senate Bill 155? Now we'll close to testimony, open to committee discussion and motion. Is there a motion? Moved to pass by Moore, seconded by Second. Hick. And discussion. There's no discussion. We'll proceed to vote. Secretary, call the roll.
Vogt.
Aye.
Hewick.
Aye.
Haynes.
Aye.
Kessel.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Seven
years, no names. Senate Bill 155 goes out with a due pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.